thisdayinmusic.com. The online record of 10,000 music facts.
Hello from This Day in Music, where we look at musical events from the past 50 years. On this day, August the 9th, 1963, the very first edition of Ready Steady Go was shown on UK television. Introduced by Keith Fordyce and 19-year-old Kathy McGowan, the first show featured The Searchers, Jet Harris, Pat Boone, Billy Fury and Brian Poole and the Tremolos. Originally 30 minutes long, it expanded to 50 minutes the following year, and soon attracted the most popular artists, including the Beatles, the Loving Spoonful, the Rolling Stones, the Four Tops, the Kinks, and many others. In 1967, the Small Faces entered the singles chart with Ichiku Park, which peaked at number 3 on the chart. The song was one of the first pop singles to use flanging, an effect that can be heard in the bridge section after each chorus. In 1980, AC/DC scored their first UK number 1 album with Back in Black. It was the first AC/DC album recorded without former lead singer Bon Scott, who died on 19th of February 1980 at the age of 33, and was dedicated to the singer. The album has sold an estimated 49 million copies worldwide to date, making it the second highest selling album of all time, and the best selling hard rock album, as well as the best selling album ever released by a band. In 1986, Queen gave what would be their last ever live performance when they appeared at Nebworth Park in England. In 1995, Jerry Garcia, guitarist and singer from The Grateful Dead, died from a heart attack at the Cenerity Knolls Rehabilitation Clinic in San Francisco, age 53. And born on this day, 1963, Whitney Houston, singer who had the 1985 UK and US number one single Saving All My Love For You and the 1992 hit I Will Always Love You. The Guinness World Records have cited her as the most awarded female act of all time. Houston died on February 11th, 2012. More from This Day in Music at thisdaymusic.com.